guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killen.
I'm not.
There's that guy again. He's always not something.
Well, he didn't say what he wasn't, so let's talk about what he is.
Hey, now.
I think he's a dirty, mask-wearing dirt ball.
Oh, well, all right then.
Well, according to Megan's Law, he does have to wear that mask. It's part of his court-ordered rules of conduct for the next 10 to 12.
I didn't know that. Is that the same court order that keeps him out of Missouri or whatever we're talking about?
Well,
Josh!
He doesn't like to talk about it, but if you go to Megan'sLaw.com and do a search by his name, you can find him.
Dirt. Do the search for
Oddly dirt. Enough, if you search the word dirt, you'll come across a bunch of different people. So just keep looking for the guy in the mask.
And they forced me to put down an address, so I just submitted a picture of your dumpster outside.
Well, that's pretty much where you're hanging most of the time. I guess if someone needs to get a hold of you, come to Killen Enterprises and check out our dumpster. That's Dirt's new home.
That's where he sleeps.
Yeah, it's all decked out. It's got wheels. It's like a mobile dumpster.
Amazing.
He's stealing cable. Yeah, that's great.
Personal trailer park.
He steals cable, and he, you know what? I don't know. Steals from UPS trucks when they come by.
Hey, at least I stopped peeing on the side of your store.
Maybe you should keep doing that. Adds like a little bit of flavor.
Wow. Really? Flavor?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
It's the little things that define us.
Indeed. So, first order of business. I wanted to talk about MattyCollector.com because, oh my God, was it a nightmare trying to order the new stuff.
You know, I would much rather prefer that every 15th? Because
yep.
I should know that by now, but every 15th, how about every 14th we go, hey, tomorrow the figures are on sale. That way that I'm not sitting here like, damn, I wish I would have ordered another Skeletor.
Sorry. Maybe you should just keep up with the times, dude.
No. You know how I figured it out today?
I figured it was on sale.
Well, I always forget. I got too much stuff going on. But yeah. I figured out that they were on sale today because I caught your guys' emails back and forth. And I'm like, oh, great. And of course, Prince Randor is still for sale because no one really cares about him.
Randor is still for sale and Goddess is still for sale as of the time we're recording this. But Skeletor went in under an hour, and that is unbelievable. But let's talk about...
You know why?
Let's talk about... Yeah. Well, I know why. Team Skeletor.
Team Skeletor.
Go Team Skeletor!
Team Skeletor totally started a revolution in the Master of the Universe. And so most people out there now, they really accept Skeletor as their one true god and have decided to buy little idols of him and worship at home. So,
awesome.
Of course he sold out. They had 52 million units and gone within...
52 minutes? Is that an accurate number?
14 minutes. So,
awesome.
Those are the official numbers by Mattel.
Oh, man. How'd you get those? How'd you get those official numbers from Mattel?
They emailed me and let me know.
Did they?
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping tabs. I'm running Team Skeletor and they gotta keep
up.
I mean, how am I going to update, you know, Team Skeletor's Facebook?
Does Team Skeletor have a Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
You
good.
Got an invitation today.
Okay, good. I haven't been on Facebook yet. I noticed that Team Randor had a Facebook page and was like, oh, crap, we have to make sure there's a Team Skeletor one to compete.
Well, I knew there was one. I just totally forgot until today. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to hurry up and join.
I'm actually the administrator of that, so I need to make you co-administrator when you sign in.
Okay.
But I'm giving everybody titles when they join.
That is awesome. We need to start sending invitations to everybody. Join Team Skeletor. That is awesome.
Dude, who started the Team Randor?
Orko from the forums.
And that's what made you do that? Cause I thought...
No, he started both.
Oh.
But he made me the administrator of Team Skeletor.
Oh, he started the Team Skeletor one?
I didn't realize that. See, that's why I was confused. That's what made me think about it today to go check.
Okay,
then, then I saw that you were the administrator, and I was like, well, how the hell did that happen? Because
I'm awesome.
So that's awesome that we have Facebook coverage.
I can't
now.
Believe somebody trusts you with admin rights.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to make me in charge of something on the internet.
It's like, here, drive my kid to school. Here, have some crack. They don't mix.
What?
Dude, I would not give crack to your kid. What are you worried about?
Well, God bless you.
Okay.
Now, seriously, though, what do you think the production run is of a Masters of the Universe Classics figure and end of this? Do you think this one was lower?
Supposedly, it was higher. It was supposed to be as high as all the rest of the figures that they're releasing now, which this is the second or third time they've upped the numbers, but I have no idea what the numbers are because they legally can't say.
Supposedly. Why legally?
I don't know. That's just
that's not true. Says,
that they can't tell us.
That's just something you tell somebody because you don't know the answer.
That's like a leave me alone answer. That's like, well, what's your production? Oh, we can't tell you. It's legal.
That's
go
a,
away.
That's a big company for you, though. That's what they do.
See, here's the thing. Okay, explain to me. They did one run.
Okay.
And they obviously weren't able to fulfill the demand for it.
Right.
They had a production run of X number of units.
Right.
Okay? It wasn't enough to fulfill the demand, so they said, we're going to reissue it.
Right.
We're going to have a second run, a second amount. Those go online, and those sell out almost immediately, too. So there's a much higher demand side than there is a supply side.
Yeah, but when the original Skeletor came out, it was on sale forever.
No, it wasn't. The Skeletor was the first figure to sell out on the first day. He was the third figure released and the first one to sell out on the first day.
Because it was He-Man and Beastman.
I swear. Because I ordered 10 of them, and I swear to God,
no,
I
you
got
did
them.
It that day because we had ordered a couple Beastman.
Which is why it was such a big deal that he was getting reissued, because so many people missed the first Skeletor because they weren't expecting him to sell out the first day, because Beastman and He-Man were both available for about 2 weeks or so. And then Skeletor went sold out. He started the trend of selling out on the first day of going on sale. So
okay, all right. So
Wait. Stop.
What?
Okay, just for everybody out there, please do not email me about Maddie's website. I don't know.
Oh yeah, me too.
I don't know anything. I can't help you about your orders. I will send you a reply, but it's not going to be helpful.
I don't work for Mattel. Killen doesn't work for Mattel. I
don't work for Mattel.
I do reviews. You know, I'm a reviewer, but that does not mean I work for them. So I can't help you guys with your orders on Maddie. I apologize. I'm sorry that you're having issues, but yeah, I got those emails too. Yeah.
All right. So they have this thing that they keep talking about where they don't want unsold product sitting. They said that was a big problem with 2002. They're very gun shy about making too much product, right?
Right.
So why are they even making X number of units and then turning around to sell them when every month they have this problem? Why not say, we've got the final prototypes on Skeletor, we're going to send them out at the end of the year, from November 15th to November 30th, log on to MattyCollector.com and place your order. Then on the 31st or 30th or the 1st of December or whatever, I don't know what the next day is, I'm drunk, but they can look at the orders and say, okay, we've got 20,000 people that placed a pre-order, we'll make 24,000. Then put them into production. Then you ship them out to everybody, and then you got a couple thousand extra that you'd throw up on the store for people to come along later and pick up. And then you don't have boxes of unsold product on the one hand, and B, then you don't have thousands of people putting every four-letter word on your Facebook page and getting hung up on by Digital River because you guys can't figure out how to do your ordering process or take care of your customer service.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that's been brought up to them before. I have no idea why.
Why wouldn't you do that? Yeah. I mean, obviously they've got a supply problem because the demand is much higher than they realize. And they go, well, we don't know if this figure is going to be as popular as that figure. Do we make as many of Hordak as we do of He-Man and of Skeletor? They just don't know what to do. Then stop doing it that way. It's obviously not working.
No. I think it's working really well because of the fact they're keeping demand so high. I mean, maybe that was a problem years ago. But
they're hitting points now. People canceling subscriptions. People are like, I can't get
you.
Them.
You can bitch all you want, but you know, damn, you're gonna order it because you need it.
I don't get the.
There's hardly anybody. Everybody's screaming, "Yeah, I'm gonna cancel. I'm not gonna buy it." But you know, you're gonna buy it.
But they obviously have a supply and demand problem, and instead of trying to fix it, they just keep trying to play these games.
They're doing just like Nintendo. They keep the demand so high that it makes people crazy.
We need to ask this question on the next Q&A. Maybe we'll see if we get an answer from.
I don't think we will. I'm sure we won't.
But
That's been brought up before. We've discussed it. Thanks for your question.
I think it's a business decision on some idiot in the boardroom because
it's not working.
They're like, we're now for the first time we're selling out everything that we produce. Let's keep this up.
Yeah, you could sell out everything if you do pre-orders.
Maybe they're afraid to break that business plan.
He's probably right. It's probably one of those things where there's the higher up executives are just looking at the sales sheets going, oh, look at these numbers. That's cool. Keep doing it like this. They don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't care either because they
just... This worked for us in 1986 when we brought out the Skyrunner, so we're just going to keep doing it this way.
Right, look, they look at those printouts and they see money. They see dollar signs and that's all they care
about.
Yeah,
and do they want to see dollar signs times two? Let's do pre-orders.
I think they're real timid because of the whole 2002 fiasco. And I think...
Well, that was their fault for packing the cases.
It is their fault. But I think even a year into the Classics line, they're still scared. They're still worried that they're going to get right back to that spot that they were before. And that's why they're doing... They haven't changed anything.
Well, I mean, and to be fair, if you think about... let's say they make Snout Spout next year, okay? There are going to be a fair amount of people who are like, oh, well, it's another one in the line. I'm going to buy a Snout Spout. But... Yep. I think there are quite a few people that are like, I don't want a big, stupid elephant guy, so I'm not buying that one. You know what? You do the pre-orders. You know how many to make because you know how many you're going to sell because you can say, hey, last time we had 24,000 orders. This time we're only getting 16,000 orders. We're not going to make as many.
Yep. And it's going to get real interesting to see when they start doing New Adventures characters and She-Ra characters, too. Because
I guess that's why it's better to do a figure at a month versus releasing a series of six for the 6 month period, because then you have this problem. Everybody wants to buy your figures, create such a high demand for them. They're probably the smartest thing they could have done.
Like doing it as pre-orders over the course of 15 days would give people, like, there's no rush.
Well, I mean, they totally should do pre-orders, and they should. I don't understand how you stop producing a figure anyways. You should continuously produce it if it's making money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's working for them, so good for them.
Yeah.
It's because you know all these people would be fine if they said, okay, we're charging you today, and then in a month and a half, when we get the production done, it'll ship to you, and people will be like, fine, I know I'm getting it.
Yeah, but see, the problem is they don't do their stuff in-house, so maybe Digital River is not, you know, they're idiots.
Well, that's a problem.
So they mean they're just like, no, we're only going to sell product that we physically have to solve that problem.
Yep.
And well, then they need to get rid of Digital River.
They do.
Anyway,
they
because
do.
All sorts of reports people getting hung up on today.
And their website
people
is
saying, I'm having problems
out.
Getting through placing the order. And they say, well, just wait a couple minutes and try again. So, of course, they wait a couple minutes, it's sold out.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's the kind of thing they're doing. Yeah.
People getting confirmations.
Yep.
And then they're not getting the confirmation email. So then they're calling saying, I didn't get the email. They go, oh, well, it didn't go through. You're not getting a figure.
I don't know how they mess that up either. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
How can you not know
idea.
If you ship something? There's got to be a record.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know. And then the site was doing funky things today where it was like you would get all the way to the point where you would try to submit your order. You'd have your credit card information and you'd hit submit and it would come back and it would say quantity not match or some weird thing like that, you know, but the item wouldn't be sold out.
Right.
And then you'd get to a point where it would just straight take you to the red screen of death refresh and it would come back and it had emptied your shopping cart and you'd have to do the whole process over again.
And what kept happening to me is I would log in and try to order the figure and end up in a lesbian chat room. I don't know how that happened.
That's
amazing. It's weird. It's crazy. People start sending me PMs with photographs. It was great. That's why I love a Mighty Collector 15 a month thing.
I guess that's why you're supposed to join the subscription.
Yeah,
because that's working so smoothly, too.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have gotten a Skeletor
you wouldn't have,
subscription.
Yep, you wouldn't have gotten Skeletor or Goddess with a subscription. You only would have got Randor.
Well, if you're a true collector, you would have the original.
Okay, fair enough.
But if you was a true Team Skeletor, you would buy every release.
So...
Yeah, well, I was in jail that day, buddy. I couldn't get out to order one online.
Well, you had a free phone call. One call.
Yeah, but they took my wallet... So I didn't have my credit card.
Oh, no.
Hello, you say, I'm dirt, make it happen, and bada boom, it's done.
No, because I dated that lady's sister.
That's why you're in a lesbian chat room.
That's why I can't go to the state of Missouri.
All right, and now it's out. Now we know.
No. You just made it more complicated.
Oh, man.
That's like a whole book. You should write a book of why I can't go to Missouri. By dirt.
Jeez. All right. Well, the internet's already exploding about all these Maddie issues, but I do... Want to hear from you guys. Did you get through with no problems like Duvall did today? Did you have issues like I did today? Post it on the forums. Let us know what you thought of the Maddie Collector issues on the 15th. And
go to our contact page and get our voicemail phone number line and leave us a voicemail message.
There you go.
We'll use it on next week's podcast.
Always leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you guys. So we're going to go and take a quick break. We'll be right back with some Hasbro news and... Talk about the Toy Man Show a little bit.
Bye, Cheetos.
By Cheetos. Hmm.
Hi there, this is Chris Vent, and you're listening to It Figures. Don't forget to join me with the Masters of the Universe Chronicles on December 20th for the exclusive Robert Lamb interview. Talk to him about various things, what his favourite episode was, how he came into working with Filmation. So yeah, go to thatnewtoysmell.com on the 20th of December to download it. Just want to say thank you to all the people for all the support at thatnewtoysmell.com. Pixel Dan, Killen, Scotty Cash, Dirt. Thank you very much, and see you all next time.
All right, guys, back to the show. One more thing, a bit of news I wanted to talk about. This one will be a good one to talk about with you, Dirt. Hasbro has recently released images of the new 3¾-inch Iron Man 2 figures.
Woohoo!
And they are awesome.
They look very, very nice.
Very nice.
The one thing I'm worried about, though, is that Hasbro has issues sometimes, depending on the figure, on how stable they are standing.
Yes.
Like, G.I. Joes are generally pretty good. The Marvel Universe generally are not.
No.
So I'm kind of curious to get my hands on one of these. We got prototypes of the Marvel Universe last time, so I'm kind of hoping we get a prototype of Iron Man so we can check it out, because I'm a little afraid some of them are going to be a little too top-heavy, and I'm sure they'll come with stands.
Hopefully, since because the Marvel Universe
figures Yeah, Marvel Universe, the new waves have stands. If you've seen them, they're the Hammer instead of Shield. They've got Norman Osborn on the package instead of Nick Fury, which makes me wonder when that mail-away figure's
I was just going to say that. I bet they do that.
Because Nick Fury's ending. He's ending in January. So if you didn't get your Marvel digital subscription and your Nick Fury mail-away, it's ending. You got to decide.
I'm not doing it.
You're going to do
it. I will pass on
you're
Nick
gonna
Fury.
You're going
to
do it.
Nope.
Because you're going to see mine coming in 2 weeks.
Oh,
and you're gonna
want. Man. Don't do that. Don't show
but, us. But, yeah, I mean, the figures look really nice. The sculpts on them look really nice. And the detailing looks nice.
I like that they're doing the same thing they did with Wolverine Origins, where they're doing a
comic book line.
Comic line and a movie line within the same toy line.
Right.
Because one of the things I thought was cool is in that first wave, we're getting, like, the movie-style Mark I and the comic book-style, like, Mark I costume.
Right.
It's really cool seeing them like that.
And the one thing I noticed is that these are not just reusing the Marvel Universe sculpts. Which is another reason why I want to get my hands on them, just to see exactly what the difference is.
How different they are.
But, yeah, you can tell by looking at the photos, these are not just, you know, they painted them slightly variant on the shield, on the helmet or, you know, something like that. Gave them different accessories and
Put
them out there.
And we're getting a lot of the villains, too, I noticed, in the comic series. There were some Iron Man villains in there. And it doesn't look like they're littered with action features, which seems to happen sometimes with those movie lines.
They're getting those big guns, aren't
they're
they?
Coming
those
with
G.I. Joe guns?
They're coming with big, goofy rockets. Yeah. But the good thing is, I mean, you know, they're just clip-on things. You don't have to use them.
Right.
It does look like they're going back to using some of the funny variants, because I noticed there was, like, a deep-sea dive Iron Man in the first wave.
Well, but, I mean, that's in the comics. I mean, all of that stuff's in there.
I was going to say, Iron Man gets away with it a little better because he actually does have all those different types of suits.
Well, and also, it's not like the Batman lines where Kenner was constantly like...
Repainting Batman.
Sky Glider Batman, and he's a neon orange.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, that's pretty stealthy.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
So, Killen has no opinion on this stuff, apparently.
And, well, I was just here trying to focus because I drank a lot of energy drinks, and now I'm like, I feel like I'm flying. I feel like I'm flying, but I'm standing still.
Wow.
I was just closing my eyes thinking.
You think you would learn.
Well, I closed my eyes.
You're going down the hallway, stop!
Okay. I was closing my eyes and leaning back to see if I would tip over, but I'm good. I just feel like
okay.
I'm falling.
Okay, alright. You remember that time you did that at that Toy Man show and you were like hearing buzzes and stuff all day?
Hey,
like,
speaking of Toy Man.
Speaking of Toy Man, we were just there this last
good
Sunday.
Segue, right?
Good segue. So yeah, we were at the Toy Man show this last Sunday and we went ahead and filmed for this Saturday's episode of That New Toy Smell while we were there. So, this Saturday, you can expect to see an episode just completely dedicated to the Toy Man show. We don't have an actual video toy review this time. Instead, we decided to do some fun stuff with just showing you guys how the show is run, what it looks like inside, the different things we can find. We did the scavenger hunt that some of you guys participated in on the forums. So we tried to find some of the items you guys asked us to find, and even talked to Chris McCollum, who was the guy that runs the show. So we'll have that all up this Saturday. We'll still have the Fan Corner segment on there, and the new segment as usual. And for whatever reason, Duvall snaps a little bit about the whole Evil Inn thing, so that'll be fun for you guys to watch. For whatever reason, he wanted me to tell you all that not to get mad at him for snapping, but I'll let you guys decide if you want to be mad at him or not. He just went a little crazy, and I just let him run with it. So.
Like he was screaming?
Like he was yelling at all the people bitching about Evil Inn. Can I say that word?
Yes, that's enough. Okay. Was he like just talking normal, calm, or was he screaming?
No, he wasn't really screaming.
Like Mark Levin.
You'll have to wait till you see it, because he just starts looking at the camera. He's like, you should just be happy you're getting toys. You should be happy you're getting figures. And I was just standing there like, whoa, Jason's taking this a little serious here. He's a little upset. So.
I want to take a moment here to talk about a little something. See, one time we went to Toy Man, and I was able to sneak along and get across the border, and I was able to see the show, and it was pretty nice. But this time we didn't want to take the risk, and they had advertised in our local newspaper that there was a toy sale at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. So I decided to bite the bullet for the team, and I would stay and go to what turned out to be a flea market. They had one guy selling toys. He wanted $118 for Red Tornado Superpowers line in the package. Everyone else had salt and pepper shakers and bobbleheads.
Why is that your go-to item? Is there a lot of those there?
Superpowers figures. He had
Superpowers. Salt and pepper shakers.
So, yes. There were probably about 12 booths that had collectible salt and pepper shakers.
That's amazing.
Maybe it was a salt and pepper toy show.
Paperback books. People with hardback books. People with jewelry. A lot of Pakistani guys with jewelry that they were trying to sell.
Was there any leather?
No leather.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That was the one thing that probably could have saved. But it was a flea market! It said so on the sign! It was not a toy show.
But isn't that where you find all the amazing toys sometimes?
No! Sometimes I've been to flea markets where I found toys, but man, that's yeah.
But those are more like the outside in the middle of the county flea markets.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Dirt when he called and told me that.
Well, that's what he gets.
I had a pretty good time at the Toy Man. It was kind of hectic because it was so crowded and there were so many people there. And
I had a terrible time.
Yeah, Killen didn't do so well because man, we were in a bad location.
Yeah, we had the worst setup possible. And we were crammed in a little, a weird hallway.
Instead of on
with
the main
a bunch
floor.
Of weird vendors. And everybody, even the dealers, kept coming out and goes, oh, wow, I didn't know there was more tables out here.
Yeah, so we kind of got the shaft. It sucks. I mean, we were just in a bad spot. I mean, normally things go pretty good for you.
Everybody wanted to go into the auditorium, so they kind of, just blew by us. Because I figured, they must have thought if they didn't hurry up and get in there, they weren't going to get a good deal.
That hallway was so skinny and so packed full of people, it's like nobody wanted to stop to see those tables. They just wanted to get the heck out of there, you know? They just wanted to get down this little hallway.
Plus, you know, when you go to a toy show and you have a nice booth and you have nice stuff all in package that looks like a store, for some reason, people, don't even look at you. They want to find the tables that look like garage sale items.
They want the loose stuff. They want the deals, dude.
So, you know, I always, going to toy shows and flea markets and stuff like that, if you're going to make any kind of money, take all your loose, beat-up stuff, you will sell everything.
Yeah.
If you sell, if you bring stuff in package, people are going to not even look at it.
That's what you sell the most of, right, is all your loose stuff when you take it. That's...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I took some of the NECA stuff. That did really okay. Big Daddies, the Master of Universe Stactions we took. We sold three.
Sold three of those, right? Yeah, those did pretty good.
So half the series we sold. And then I took some of my mini Lego boxes that had extras around here, and those sold.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I was thinking Christmas Lego. You know what's funny? I was looking at eBay today, and they're releasing the stats of what's the hottest selling toy right now. And they have the Zuzu Pets at 250,000 sold units on eBay and 17,000 people currently watching listings.
Oh, my God.
And the next toy below that, I don't even know, it was something stupid. Lego's number three. But they had, 50,000 sold.
Wow.
That's how much that Zuzu Pet...
That's insane.
That's how ridiculous it is right now.
Oh, my God. And that's going to be one of those things that in, 3-4 months... We're going to walk into every store and see millions and millions of them in the stores.
You know what's weird? Right? It's such a hot toy, but I really don't see them anywhere. If I didn't listen to the news and stuff like that, I wouldn't even know that toy was out.
That's with me, too. And I it's one of those things I've kind of noticed since I've stopped working at a retail toy store. Because when I was working at a retail toy store, I was into
all that stuff. This is a retail toy store.
Well, I mean, big chain
toys. We don't carry child's toys, though.
Yeah. When I was working in a store like that,
box.
It was easy to catch up with, keep up with all that kind of stuff. since I don't work at a place like that anymore, I had never heard of the Zuzu Pets until all of a sudden I started hearing the stuff on the radio, and I was like, what the crap is that? It's like, I have no idea.
I still don't even know what they are. I know what they look like.
Like hamsters or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was always like, Zuzu Pet, isn't that that, like, Brazilian lady that went topless and ended up doing, like, a kid show in, like, the mid-90s?
But you know what's weird is that Zuzu Pet is actually made in St. Louis.
Zuzu or Zuzha?
They make those pets in St. Louis, so there's not even that far away from us.
Let's go to the factory.
We should. I wish I had a truckload of those things, because apparently you can sell them for a whole $20 to $25.
How much are they originally?
I think, like, I don't know, $10, like 15.
They're only selling for, like...
They're 10 to 20. I don't know what they are. But
so they're not selling, like,
the news is claiming they were selling them for, like, 40 to 60, but I see ads at 25 to 30.
So they're not even, like, we've seen things get way crazier than that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they're not crazy by cost-wise, but they're, like, selling so many of them is the thing.
That's weird. That's so bizarre. Well, they auctioned one of those off at the Toy Man Show. Did you notice that?
No,
They auctioned one off.
I was working the booth.
It was one of those door prizes.
I didn't get to do anything fun.
It was like some people who wandered around all day, so I heard.
Yeah, that was me.
Me and Duvall were just sitting there, like, sad.
I had a camera in my hand the whole time.
Protesters.
So, I mean, I got to go up top, get some cool shots of the whole floor from up top. That was fun.
Uh-huh. You and Scott Ty Cash.
Scott Ty Cash, yep. Scott Ty! Yeah, so we'll have all that stuff up Saturday on the site. That'll be fun. But that will be the last episode before Christmas, because we will be skipping the 26th, since it's the day after Christmas. So no new episode that week.
No, I'll do an episode that week.
Okay.
Why wouldn't we do an episode?
Dirt's going
to
do an episode.
And just upload it or set it to upload early.
It's going to be an episode of me peeking through your living room window with the camcorder.
Watching me in the living room?
Oh, what if we shoot that week before we close? What if we shoot an episode, but it's not really an episode? Is it maybe just us doing a video podcast?
We could do a video podcast.
And that would be counted as the episode?
Yeah, we'll just put it up on the Saturday after Christmas.
Can't you set up the preload?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that is
Saturday. You guys send in some of your Christmas memories. Maybe we'll go over your Christmas memories, talk about how lame you are.
How about we just have everybody send us video clips of their stories, whatever, and we'll piece it together and make an episode of that.
We could do something like that.
Like a fan episode.
Like a fan thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, then we gotta pretend we like these people.
They pretend they like us. That's only fair.
Alright.
Wow.
Awkward.
So that just happened.
We'll see what we can figure out. Maybe if you guys got some ideas for us or what you would be willing to participate or add into something like that, post it on the forums, and we'll see what we come up with. Because that's something we'll have to think about a little bit more. But I think we could easily set up the camera and just do like a quick video podcast.
If we're going to do the podcast anyways, why don't we just record it?
Yeah,
you can do a video
like
of me,
a behind the scenes video.
Of me dancing. Right. I can just dance.
Okay, Dirk can dance. He likes to dance.
Strip to my underwear and do 12 minutes of dancing.
You just see us standing around like a bunch of weird dudes while Dirk eats a roast beef sandwich.
That's what he's doing right now.
I tell you what, if we get enough votes, I'll strip to my underwear and run through the frozen parking lot out there.
We should. Let's do that. Let's just shoot the podcast and make that the video.
Okay.
So people can see, like, behind the scenes of how this is actually done.
So we're still going to put the podcast up on Wednesday?
Because the podcast is oddly popular, so I think we should do that.
Oddly popular?
Wow.
I think our podcast is awesome. I'm glad it's popular.
I know, but actually, people actually say, I heard something, or I listened to that. I'm really did?
Well, you know, we're no fantasy football sports talk, but we do know how to fill 45 minutes.
Well, if fantasy football sports talk's like, what, 6 hours long every week?
Yeah, 6 to 14 hours. It just
6 to 14 hours.
But they only got like two weeks left, I guess, because the season's about over or whatever.
Super Bowl's in January, usually.
Yeah, whatever. So
it's fantasy. It's never over.
Fantasy.
Not in my mind.
We can do it as long as we want.
Not in my marker.
Okay.
Play with my ball.
Well, I think that's going to wrap up for today. Right? Am I right? What do you guys don't know?
Is that everything?
I think that's it.
Okay.
So that's it. We're done. So, guys, as always, make sure you head on over to killingenterprises.com if you're looking to buy some stuff. It's getting close to Christmas.
You better hurry up. You got till the 20th.
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, look for DVDs or video games or toys or comic books, anything like that, get your orders in real quick because it's almost time for Christmas. You want them before the holidays.
21st if you live pretty close to Illinois. But anything like California that's sketchy.
Singapore.
Yeah, international, you're probably got until tomorrow. That's,
yeah,
today. Today, tomorrow.
Wednesday. Don't have a lot of
I'll
time.
Give you 1 to 2 days, but that's it. Domestic, you got 21st, maybe 21st. Beyond that, sorry, you're on your own. It's a New Year's Day gift.
New Year's Day gift, awesome. So killingenterprises.com, guys, check that out. And as always, head over to vglosers.com if you're into podcasts or stuff for wrestling, pro wrestling,
you are.
MMA, yep, anything like that. You guys love podcasts, so head over to vglosers.com, check that out. And as always, thatnewtoysmell.com with new video reviews every day, columns, and new episodes of That New Toy Smell every Saturday. We'll have the Toy Man Show episode up this Saturday. So until next week, guys, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killing.
I'm not.
Take care, everybody.